This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The preliminary hearing against the person accused of killing five people at Club Q in Colorado Springs wrapped up today. The judge ruled that more than 320 charges against Anderson Lee Aldrich stand, including hate crimes. The judge also denied granting bond for the suspect. The arraignment is now set for May. The pandemic pushed Colorado's courts to allow more virtual court hearings. A state house bill would make that a permanent option in some instances. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
People facing an eviction case would be allowed to log on remotely to defend themselves in court if the bill passes. Legislative staff estimate it'll make it easier for some 8,000 people per year to attend a hearing, meaning that at least they won't lose their case by default. Representative Iman Judah is a sponsor.
If we are allowing a platform where people can attend and not have to be put on the path of homelessness, then I think that is the absolute right way to go.
The proposal passed its first committee with a bipartisan 11-1 vote on Wednesday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo has a new baby sloth, and it needs a name. The zoo is holding a contest between three names: Rain, Wicket, and Cappuccino. Officials are asking for a $5 donation per vote. And Denver broke a record low this morning, with temperatures dropping to 11 degrees below zero. The previous record was -7, set on this day last year. Well, much of the state experienced temperatures below zero yesterday. Conditions are expected to warm up this weekend. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.